And we're joined by Tom Flacco. And I really respect Tom. Tom went to many of the 9/11 hearings, the congressional and the little blue ribbon whitewash committee that was set up. He's broken major 9/11 stories over and over again. Really powerful stuff, just sticks to what he can prove. And I was surprised when I saw his website, when I noticed that Paul Watson had linked to a story by Tom Flacco on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, photographer tied to child sex ring arrested after Thompson's suicide. Now, we had one of Hunter S. Thompson's friends on a few weeks ago who was one of the last people to talk to him. He wrote an article for the Globe and Mail, a major respected paper in Canada, and he said that, yes, Thompson had told him that, I'm on to this story about 9/11 being a government inside job. I'm going to write an article about it. He'd written some about it in one of his last books. I'm into this stuff about government, underage sex slaves. And I'm talking to this guy on air, and he's going, yes, yes, yes. And he basically paraphrased Thompson in his last article as telling him on the phone that, they might kill me over this. And then, folks, again, I only stick to what I can absolutely, totally prove. And the New York Post reported, top gay porn star, headline, servicing members of Bohemian Grove. That's in my new film. I've got Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, where it admits bussing in male prostitutes. I mean, $2,000 an hour, $1,000 an hour in the 80s. To, quote, service the elite, and that AIDS was a problem. Now, that's all in the new film. It's also in my Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove video. And I've got the article from the late 80s out of the Washington Times. Underage call boy tour of the White House, midnight tour. I mean, I've got all this, and I don't want to believe it. And I also know the globalists are masters of, and again, we don't even know who these globalists are of all these witnesses and people. We know that people like Tom Flacco are doing the best job they can to analyze this. We know great Americans like Senator John DeCamp, who was hired by the Senate basically to go disprove the savings and loan scam where they went in and found, this Larry King character, no relation to the Larry King on CNN, Black Larry King. And that was all true with the kids, and that was really going on. The head treasurer for the Republican Party, and it led to what was described as Bohemian Grove and a lot of scary stuff. But then you've got these children who are witnesses, and I've had John DeCamp on, and he's covered this, but he's been very careful about it as well. But really, Tom Flacco, great to have you on. TomFlacco.com, Flacco's FLOCCO.com, or link through at PrisonPlanet.com. But, Tom, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Yes, Alex. this was a tough story to write. I had this court testimony, as you can see. If you read it carefully, it's a kind of magazine length.
But well, let me just stop you first. Tom Flacco, why is Tom Flacco, who writes for, a whole bunch of major publications, WorldNet Daily, you name it, over the years, what are you doing now, getting off into this stuff?
Well, it's something that I've had the court testimony in my hands for 2 years. It was sent to me, I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know.
So you're a truth seeker, and just like with myself, this is where this stuff leads. It leads to devil worship. It leads to children.
I didn't have enough material. There was just not enough there. The court testimony is extremely damaging. I read through it one time. When I first got it, I kind of skimmed it. I said, boy, this is powerful stuff, and it does actually mention a sitting congressman's name. And, the boy that who was involved has quite a bit of credibility. You have to go and read the new edition, by the way. There's a brand new edition, 2005, the Franklin cover-up by John DeCamp.
Yeah, and the incredible part is, after these books are written, later, Barney Frank gets caught with underage prostitution ring out of his house.
Well, yeah, that's...
That was on the nightly news.
You see, what I found to be really compelling is when the current White House you know, was I heard it on CNBC and MSNBC, particularly MSNBC and the Countdown show, and Chris Matthews both dedicated a few nights covering the story. More, a Countdown with Olbermann did it more than just a few nights, dealing with the Guckert Gannon issue and the fact that, you know, you had a person who had advertised himself as a male escort, if you will, you know, and on various websites.
Well, he was really like a madam. He also ran others.
Well, yeah, there are, as I say, there are many. When I didn't dig deeply into this, but in terms of the issue of Guckert Gannon on my forums, there are a lot of people posting quite a number of stories.
Yeah, this is even on MSNBC.
Right. This was on the cable, so the guy does exist. There's no question about it. And there are pictures of the president literally hugging him, kissing him. I couldn't believe the photos. I'm trying to find whether I can verify whether the photos are actually authentic.
Well, Bush has been seen kissing women and even kissing men now.
Well,
kissing them on the cheek, and people said, "Man, this is European."
I'm not going to go that far. But what I'm saying is that this guy had access.
Well, let me stop you right there, Tom. What do you mean you're not going to go this far? There's been whole news articles mainstream about what's up with the kissing.
Well, I mean, to me,
because that's how European men do it. You know, they kiss somebody on the cheek, and Bush has been. Yeah, you know.
I understand all that, and you know, as I say, he has a right to do what he wants to do. Is it strange? Do I don't do it myself, but you know, well, whatever. But I found that that the issue of having a person with this background and then allowed to use an alias, not his real name, and be a White House reporter. And this has
to be secret. And you got it linked to Karl Rove.
This has to be Secret Service approved. Well, the link there was I found an article with CBS News, and one of their reporters said that there's no way that, you know, basically that you'd have to be naive to think that the president's top advisor, the senior advisor, Mr. Rove, would not have a say or not know who this guy was and know what his background is and whether that would cause at least an embarrassment, you know. If it is indeed true, well, if you see him on the website, he's there, he's advertised, his picture's there in full living color, if you will, you know. So, that was an issue. And when I started looking into that, I said, well, you know, I started, you know, looking into the various articles and so forth, and I found, I got out my old DeCamp book and started reading that, and I got the new issue, which has even more startling revelations. They sent me a copy, and I called.
Let me stop you there again. Senator DeCamp had his investigator killed. Senator DeCamp was threatened. Senator DeCamp, you know, was at a time the head of the Republican Party in Nebraska.
Yes.
He went out to disprove this and found out it was true. He's never been challenged except one time a Virginia TV station said he was a liar. He sued him and won over $1 million.
Right.
I mean, this guy's winning in court if you challenge his book.
Yeah, he would be the first lawyer I would attempt if I were you or me or any other news reporter. I would ask for John DeCamp to defend me because he knows the case better than anybody else. And actually, he's...
Well, I've read your article. You're just going off court record and mainstream news.
Exactly,
and that's the point. I don't want to, Tom, I don't want to in my brain admit this is going on, but there's no way to ignore it.
Well, you saw the title. You know, this was more than a title. What I found is one of the perpetrators, alleged perpetrators, the guy that was said by all the reports that was taking the photographs, he admitted that he took the photographs. He took 20 to 30,000 photographs, and that Mr. DeCamp, who I called John DeCamp and talked with him in two separate interviews, albeit one of them was kind of short, but I did talk with him and got some updates and some information.
Yeah, we've had him on. Hey, you know what?
Oh, I know you have.
We ought to try to, in the next hour, we ought to try to see if we can get him on.
You know, he's, as I said, I read the transcript of your piece, and there are a few interesting things which I was not aware of, you know, and I read the article, and I found that, you know, there's no way that the top White House advisors wouldn't know this guy's background. You know, why would they let somebody have, you know, access to the White House?
Well, also, the neocon website he ran is linked to GOP funding.
Oh, I know. That's all. It's all there. You know, and everybody's saying, well, what's the big deal, you know? Well,
it's their fake reporter.
Well, now the big deal is this. I asked Mrs. Gosh, who is the mother, who met her son when we figured out the ages and so forth, and there's all kinds of, and I referred to this and put some pictures up there, but I didn't take a stand myself.
Her son disappeared when he was 12.
Right. Johnny Gosh disappeared. He was serving papers on a Sunday in 1982, I believe it was. and he just disappeared. And Paul Bonacci said he participated in the kidnapping by luring this child over next to a car where they quick snatched him and drugged him, and he was gone. You know, and mother's Noreen Gosch said she saw him on met with him when he knocked on her door one night when he was about 27 years old. Whether there have been other encounters between the two, she wouldn't say. And she's very, I'm not sure. I asked her specifically, well, is Johnny Gosch, is your son, also this guy, Guckert Gannon? And she said she's not sure. She doesn't have enough evidence.
It's a spitting image.
And yeah, there's a lot of that, you know. And then I found out that the guy went to the same college that I went to. And I know, you know, although I have, see, I have no problem. God's people are God's people. And if a person has that kind of persuasion, they're a homosexual, do I approve of it? I don't approve of it myself. I don't criticize it. I don't say, you know, that it's something that they can't do. But I would like to come out and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be holier than thou, but do I feel...
Yeah, but that's all a side issue.
I don't have a right. I don't think I have a right to. What I have a problem with is the children issue. If people are working with children and abusing children...
They need to be executed.
That's a terrible thing.
They need to go to prison or for the rest of their lives.
Michael,
they need to
you got
stay
money.
There. Stay there. We got a break. We're talking to Tom Flacco. A detailed 12-page report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is sick stuff, but somebody's got to expose it. We'll be back.
On February 29th, 1892, the United States of America Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
All right, during the break, I got Senator DeCamp's number. I have it on my computer. I called him. He just had major surgery a week ago. But he is coming on the broadcast. He's coming on in the next segment with Tom Flacco. And so this should be very interesting. Tom, look, we cannot ignore the admitted male prostitutes, the admitted underage. We're talking 16 years old. Barney Frank. I mean, how could Barney Frank, the congressman, how could he have underage male prostitutes, that's pedophilia, folks, in his penthouse with a call boy ring being run out of it? I mean, this was all over the national news years ago, and he never went to jail. You see, this shows the double standard, and he needs to be in prison. And this is scary stuff, but Tom?
He was running it also out of Chevy Chase Elementary School, one of the guys in his penthouse. That was unbelievable stuff. I mean, I knew about this a couple of years ago, too, when I looked into it, and I didn't report it. What makes it an issue now is that they are making a tremendous story out of Michael Jackson and the pedophilia. They're basically dragging 70- and 80-year-old priests, you know, out of retirement and prosecuting them and throwing them into prison. And you have all these children, you know, who are testifying and coming forward. You know, and you've got even adult people, you know, photographers, investigative notes, videos. There's a lot of material out there. And John told me that the law enforcement officials are still looking for the pictures. Well, that's a tip-off. Why would they be looking for pictures to and evidence if this case is supposed to be closed?
Well, here on the network, I heard a prominent former New York detective on Jack Blood's show Friday talking about all this stuff. And how every time, I mean, he would go to apartments with 10 children in it, and it would always lead back to government. And he'd be told, you're off the case. He was on a commission for the governor after he retired. I mean, this is huge.
Well, unless all of this stuff is going to, it'll be out there for a few days, and then it dies down, and then it goes away. And nobody, because the people who have control. How can we expect United States senators to force a federal prosecutor to indict some of their own members?
Well, for the people
that
just
going to happen.
For the people that just joined us, it's not debatable. Top male porn stars serving Bohemian Grove members. New York Post. You know, we're talking mainstream news. Not debatable. Dozens and dozens and dozens of reports. I got stuff going back to the 80s, long before DeCamp wrote his book.
Right,
you know, Spy magazine, Parade magazine.
Oh, I know.
So this stuff is. I mean, this is definitely, I mean, just the homosexuality is enough because they claim they're Christian conservatives, but they're involved in this.
It's very tragic. And what got me started when I talked to John, I said, well, here's the, I thought to myself, here's the story. John DeCamp told me that they arrested the photographer a couple days after the suicide of Mr. Thompson. You know, and that is really kind of strange. Where was the media on that? Why wasn't that reported? Here you had a guy who in court, federal court testimony, and I quoted it over and over again, the testimony is absolutely incredible, and I think that's what makes a story like this fly, because this was allowed in a court of law. But the other issue is that Judge Urbom, why didn't he say, hey, wait, you're kidding me. Let's subpoena the pictures. Can you identify any of these pictures? Are there senators? Are there congressmen you can name? I would like to hear their names. Can you identify them by the pictures that we show you? If you don't know their exact names, can you recognize the faces? None of this was done. There were some pictures shown to indicate that, you know, that he was on planes, he was with Mr. King, he was, you know, that kind of thing. But there were, but there were many, many pictures, and he was involved in it. There are other people, he knows who the other people were that were also taking pictures.
Well, it's like Abu Ghraib. The government decides to let CBS News run about 15 pictures, but I watched the senators walk out. They were given an afternoon to look at over 2,000 photos and over 100 videos of just indescribable. But then they came out and said it's indescribable. We now have the Army report. We know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, objects dripping with battery acid. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I had to leave so much out of this story because, frankly, Alex, it was gross. It was disgusting. And it was just stuff that I didn't want to have printed.
Well, the point is, this is what the elite's into. And what we've got to watch out here is we got to ask ourselves about Gannon. He's in their hip pocket all this time. Now he suddenly appears, and I don't know. We just got to watch Gannon closely because why is Gannon still alive?
Well, the other issue with this is I don't take a position on it one way or another because I got to go with Mrs. Gough. Has she met this guy? I would like to see the two of them meet and have her ask.
But I'm talking about the news articles where Gannon says, reportedly, in major publications, that he's friends with Bush. And he's coming out saying this. I mean, how is he still alive?
Boy, I'll tell you what, isn't it? It's a thorny issue, and you don't know where to go with it. Because
we haven't given folks a lot of details. We will when we get back with Tom Flacco and Senator John DeCamp on the other side of this quick break. TomFlacco.com, and don't forget my website, PrisonPlanet.com. These people we're talking about are just the scum of the earth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-4255. 866-285. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be going to Senator John DeCamp here in about a minute or so, as well as Tom Flacco, who have both been kind enough to join us. Senator DeCamp just had major surgery just a week ago, and we appreciate him taking time out from bed to join us. Before we go back to our guest, my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, is in three parts. The first 30 minutes or so is the hover blimps, the surveillance, the sound cannons, being threatened to be arrested at the RNC, anywhere in the city, for videotaping or interviewing anybody. We show you Police State America. Then we go into Ground Zero, and for an hour, I mean, it's a 9/11 film in and of itself. For an hour, we cover September 11th like no one else has done. I mean, we cover it all. All the documented evidence. It's incredible. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners that have seen it via PrisonPlanet.tv in the last week. We're now beginning to ship the hard copies over the weekend and today, so you can order now. The third part, then we go, okay, who is this ruling elite? Who is this establishment? What's their driving ideology, their philosophy? What makes them tick? And we walk up to David Gergen, White House advisor to four administrations, and go, what about the rituals at Bohemian Grove? He blows up, freaks out, doesn't deny it. Then we show you how the Bohemian Grove is a German death cult, how it's connected to Hitler, how it supports Arnold. We show you the Bushes and the Nazis. I mean, we go right through it, folks, and it gets into the gay porn stars at Bohemian Grove and the rest of it. So this theme keeps popping up. You search for the truth, it always leads back to this stuff. And, Arnold in the gay magazines and in the private collection of Robert Mapplethorpe. And we even show photos but blur out, the public stuff in the gay porno magazines of Arnold. I mean, this isn't a joke, folks. And we didn't put them all in there either. There's others. We only spent a few minutes on that. But it shows how he's compromised, how they can control him. Robert Mapplethorpe, I can't get into what he did in his photography, but I'm sure a lot of you already have heard about it. But this is important, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get Martial Law. 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 35 minutes. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. You can watch the film there online, all my other films, and my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get a hard copy, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via our Secure Safe shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Please take action. Get the film. Make copies. Get them out to people. All right, we're now joined again, as I said, by Tom Flacco, who's written a detailed 12-page article about the disgusting underbelly of the New World Order, and Senator John DeCamp, a man of unbelievable courage. And let's go ahead and bring Senator DeCamp up first, as Tom's been on with us the last 20 minutes. Senator, good to have you on with us.
Howdy, howdy, and how are you?
Good, sir. Just in a quick thumbnail, tell us who you are, how you got involved in this investigation, please.
Okay, my name is John DeCamp. I'm a lawyer in a little town called Claytonia, Nebraska. It used to be Lincoln and big cities, but I moved here kind of for family safety about a dozen years ago after I wrote a particular book called The Franklin Cover-Up. I had been a senator for 16 years. In fact, believe it or not, I'm the first, last, and only one you'll get to meet in your life who won election without ever setting foot in the United States of America. I ran the entire campaign from Vietnam. I was a combat infantry captain over there, and one crazy bet and whatever led to another, and I filed, and, well, it's a long story, but I ended up winning and served then for 16 years after I got out of the legislature. And, yes, I was extremely controversial. In fact, the World Herald, the major newspaper of the state, labeled me most powerful and effective and blah, blah, blah in the history of the state and on and on. And they hate me just as much today now as they love me then. That's because I kind of put some of their folk in prison on this whole issue we're talking about. But anyway, so About a dozen, God, it's 15 years ago now, I was asked to represent some kids in some breaking story of kids being molested and hauled to the White House and other places, and I thought it was nonsense, and I said publicly when I was confronted on the issue that if I even believed one of these crazy things, I'd be the first one to stand up and do something about it or say something about it. One of the kids contacted me from prison, a kid named Paul Benassi, where he'd been locked up.
Now, to be clear, the Republican Party, which you'd been the head of in the state, actually had you go out, quote, because you were saying you didn't believe it, so they go, okay, yeah, he's with us. Go investigate it for us, Senator. So you did, and tell folks what happened to one of your investigators.
Well, I wasn't a senator at the time.
But they hired you to do it.
Senate committee was a string of, I listed in the book, 15, 20 individuals who are involved one after another. The closer they get to something, the quicker they end up dead. And in this case, the investigator hired by the Senate committee was uncovering one thing after another, and kids were talking.
He had just talked to you, though. He said, I've got them.
Gotten his little airplane to come home from Chicago in a game with his 8-year-old kid, and it blew up in the air, and blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. Anyway, you're still there?
Yes, sir.
So, as I say, I got more than deeply involved. I wish, to be honest, and this sounds terrible for anybody to say, but I wish I'd never heard of Franklin. I wish I'd never heard of any of the people in it. I wish that I still was as naive and believed as innocently as I did before this all happened, and I ended up getting deeper and deeper involved. I wish none of it were true. Unfortunately, the opposite is true, and it is true. And that's why I ended up writing the book. My best friend, my confidant, my kind of, everybody has a godfather in life, right? Well, mine was a guy named Bill Colby, William E. Colby. And you may remember Bill as the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He also ended up dead out of this. And I had doubts about saying this publicly ever before today, but, they found him floating in the Chesapeake Bay, and no official reason for his death. But I guarantee on my life, it wasn't accidental and was involved. But anyway, so he was the one that gave me the advice to protect myself and my family. The best thing I could do, quote him, was, hey, tell the story, and there's no benefit in doing yin.
That's what Jennifer Flower said when she got on Hardball, and she said Bill Clinton's killed over 100 people. And he said, why are you saying this? And she goes, because I've been told by writing this book and telling the truth, I'm protected. It's when you have the knowledge and don't share it that you get killed.
So old Colby told me, I wrote the book, and the rest is kind of history. As you know, one thing after another that at the time I wrote it seemed unbelievable has come out and been pretty well verified over and over. I think I was the first one, for example, to document in some detail someplace called the Bohemian Grove and what happens there and specifics and dates and places and personnel, and that's just one example.
And what you to tell in the book, no one had ever gotten footage out. You had just gotten this from witnesses. I snuck in and got the footage.
That's my understanding, yes. So anyway, that's how I got involved, and now I see things have blossomed up again, and I hope it all go away, and I don't know which way to turn or react as a result of the latest development. Yes, I was the one that first, in my book, and then through my work, uncovered, located the missing Johnny Gosch and that whole thing there, and his mother has become one of my closest friends.
Let's shift gears now into 2005. There's this gentleman named Gannon, fake reporter, funded by neocons. Turns out he's a coal whore. That's admitted. And just incredible access to the White House, more than most of the reporters. And in comes Tom Flacco, who's a great investigative reporter. Tom, come on in here. I mean, where should we start telling the next chapter in this nightmare?
Well, I think that one of the key issues, as I said earlier, that you've got John DeCamp, who I'm just honored to be with him, and I respect everything he's done. I've read his book just about cover to cover, and it's a very disturbing story. And I've been working on this for 4 to 6 weeks. I talked to John a couple times about a week and a half ago, and I talked to Mrs. Gosch. So I did talk to the people who I would consider to be the most informed, of anyone on this case, because they've really literally had to live it. So I feel that, the issue of the Guckert-Gannon situation. I talked to Mrs. Gosch, and she said she still has to see more evidence. I would ask my question to her or to John would be, is there any possibility of she tried to contact this man? Because the ages do match up. According to they like to say that Gannon says he's older, but on his website he advertised that he was the exact same age in 2000 as Johnny Gosch would have been, you know, which was
and also all of, you know, his real name, the name he's using now, the alias he was using, and Johnny Gosch, it's the same initials.
Well, I will say this, to give, John doesn't know this, I'm sure, but I did find some other websites, and some people checked that he went to Fairview High School around the Pennsylvania-Delaware border, and right near there is a state university called Westchester State University, and Guckert, James Guckert, did graduate. They said that there was a Guckert who graduated from Westchester University, and interestingly enough, I have a background.
Let me just
agree from that.
Let's just stop
university.
Right here. How did the Gannon thing, because I hear different reports, I see different reports, how did it first surface? And then where did it first surface that he looks like Johnny Gosch?
Well, that came on all kinds of, on my forums. There were many, many posting. People started posting. All of a sudden, the Internet just came alive with stories, with pictures, photos. People started digging. You know how when you've got thousands of people just digging up stuff and they're finding out where a person went to high school.
But that's where we got to be careful because the globalists love to take real news, real stories,
right,
try to insert something that isn't true, and then later bring that out and discredit the whole thing.
I've not taken a position on
either of them.
I don't know whether he is. All I do is there are striking similarities.
Well, let's ask Senator DeCamp. You know. Senator DeCamp, what do you think of all this?
I think I'm learning as we go. I have had an awful lot of people from across the United States call me, give me opinions, and so on and so forth. Here's what I will tell you. When I finished writing my book, it came out, first thing that happened was a group of lawyers, very powerful lawyers, got together because I named names. I was very specific. If you remember my book, I don't talk in generalities.
You don't mince words.
Anyway, and they said, we will sue him. Libel and slander, and he will be the most destroyed lawyer in this country, and on and on and on. I got up and answered at the same press conference, hey, if anybody had said any of these things to me, I would sue them. So unless I can prove the one thing I have to prove, which is an absolute defense no matter what, and that is truth. Truth is an absolute defense in libel. Anybody that any lawyer that,
and you, and you've never lost a case. You've proven it in court, and it gets worse. When a TV station said you were a liar, you sued them and won.
Okay, and then that's when I sued them because they wanted to say I was a liar. I was going to say, hey, I'll call your bluff.
And see, that's what scares me.
Is that named Bob Kerry, who ran for president, you may remember. I had been, along with Wadman, a police chief of Omaha, former police chief, deeply involved in this thing, had been in a town called Wilmington, North Carolina, where one of them became police chief and the other was campaigning. Anyway, they used the forum there, the TV station, which was Great Atlantic Telecast Company or something, a long time ago, so I can better remember. But anyway, and they said certain things. And I said, hey, man, I'm suing you. And I sued them, and they did their own investigation. And surprisingly enough, within a reasonable amount of time, part of the deal was they had to apologize two times in a row on their evening news, and they paid me damages, which, of course, I'm not allowed to, quote, disclose in a private settlement. So, yeah, there was one.
That's over. I mean, I know you can't, but it was over a mil, Little Bird told me?
No, I won $1 million on behalf of one of the children. We're still trying to collect that.
That's in my story.
Now, let me stop you right there. You're talking about the Senator Kerry who was involved in Operation Phoenix.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of this trails back to Vietnam.
Yeah. I this is kind of sensitive and painful for me to talk about because I was up to my eyebrows in Operation Phoenix. I was a captain over there specially assigned to Colby for development of the Phoenix program, and I used to try to defend it, but I'll be honest with you, in all good conscience, I can't say anything other than it was an assassination program today, even if I want to tell myself otherwise. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The question was, what do I believe today? Based on the information I have seen, I've received, calls made, information from talking to people like Noreen. Ted Gunderson just left here yesterday. He came back right away and spent about 2 weeks with me, even though I was in the hospital here. But anyway, I think there's a real serious question as to whether this particular individual may indeed be Johnny Gosch. I do remember a conversation one time between Paul Bonassi. Bonassi was one of the central characters, you know, being taken to the White House and so on and so forth back in my original book. And Paul once was talking to Johnny's mother, as I recall, and he told, and Johnny had made contact with Paul, believe it or not, and some of these other kids that were involved. Anyway, and he explained why he could never come out. You know, he'd been involved in such things, snuff films and everything else, that once you're in that, you can't come out. And he explained to him, hey, he shaved his head. He said he's changed his face a little. If he were standing next to you right now, Noreen, you wouldn't recognize him. So my reasons for saying what I say next are not because of his look or what I've seen in the papers. What I'm going to say next is I believe there's between an 80 and a 90% probability that it's correct, that is, but nothing I say is based upon the looks or the appearance.
Now, I've read reports that Mrs. Gosch has talked to him. I mean, number one, is that true? Number two, what does he say?
If Mrs. Gosch has talked to him, has talked to who?
Talked to Mr. Gannon.
Her son. If Mrs. Gosch has talked to Mr. Gannon, then she has not confirmed that with me yet, and I think if she had, she would have confirmed that.
Okay, because those reports are out there. All right, so we can discount that.
She hasn't. I'm saying I think she'd tell me absolutely.
Has anybody been able to talk to Gannon?
I certainly do not know.
John, has he talked to her son since the 1997 visit when he was approximately 27 years old? Have there been any other contacts?
I think you should ask her that question.
Okay. That was okay.
Well, let me get this out here right now.
I feel I have a certain...
Gannon supposedly talked to the Moscow Gazette, which is a pretty respectable paper.
Yeah.
I went and looked at some of their back issues, and they're saying he's coming out with a tell-all book. Have you guys seen that other places?
I have heard that before. I heard this was going to happen a week ago, yes. And it apparently came out on the front page of something called the Moscow Gazette here within the last couple of days. Yes, I had been advised that was going to happen, and I kind of...
Okay, here's the question, then.
I was surprised. I think that tends to verify some things.
Yeah, and again, and in that report and others, he's not saying that he's this Johnny Gosch. What he is saying is that he was good buddies with the president and others. And that right there would bring down this administration.
Yeah.
The issue, I think, Alex, the issue here is not so much because it's a tremendous embarrassment for a mother. I can just think if it was my child that was involved in this kind of a thing and all this had happened over a period of time. How do you explain this? And the issue is why, with his background, was he allowed to have a 2-year pass? And how does that relate to what went on in the past?
Yeah, we'll get those answers from Senator DeCamp and yourself. We'll bounce it around when we get back. Folks, you do not want to miss the rest of this interview.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Flacco and Senator DeCamp into the next hour. I really appreciate both these great Americans joining us. Senator DeCamp started out trying to disprove something and found out it was true. And for 15 years, his book has stood there and stood the test of time and has been really best-selling by all gauges that are out there. And unfortunately, I went and researched things that were in his book. I personally went places and videotaped the satanic ritual at Bohemian Grove, where they have the effigy of a child, and they burn it. And then I found a photo they released in 1909 of Bohemian Grove members standing around a small black child tied down to a board. Now, that was released to the University of Berkeley, California, which is kind of like their unofficial mouthpiece. I mean, I wish this wasn't true. And regardless of these new developments, we know where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke here. We're trying to find out just how big the fire is and trying to get through the smoke and the fog of war to get the specifics and the details. We've got to be careful. But my question to Tom Flacco, but first Senator DeCamp, before we start the next hour and get into the details of this story, and of course we'll plug the book as well and to tell you about Tom Flacco's site. But before I do that, we know this stuff's going on. A lot of it's out in the open. They've been caught doing it. You know, Barney Frank with the underage people in his apartment, is a call boy ring, and that's ABC News. What is wrong with the people running our country? I mean, how is this going on? Why are they into this, Senator?
Alex, please listen, and please don't interrupt. I'm going to tell you something now. While you were having your commercials, I listened to a couple voice messages I had that I've been waiting for. What I told you before, I now in a little bit repudiate. I told you that I thought it was 80 to 90% that was Johnny Gosch, didn't I?
Yes.
I now change that. I believe I'm going to move it up to 97.5%, okay? I'm going to give you some additional information. You make your own conclusions and judgments, but everything I'm telling you can be verified. And I don't want to be involved in this. I'm just giving you information. You can follow up. The moment, literally, after this Gannon was exposed, so to speak, you know that about four other major events happened. One of those was a chap named Hunter Thompson. Remember? Mr. Hunter Thompson was a key character in my book and also the director of snuff films and participant in things at Bohemian Grove. You notice he blew his brains out 2 days after this character, after what's-his-name was arrested, right?
Yes.
Okay, within about a day after that, or about the same time, another central character, again from my book, but also in the whole Franklin thing, and this whole thing, who actually went to prison for some time, being Larry King, he was the central character, remember, his private photographer, he got busted. He'd been out on the streets living in Nebraska, fine guy, living upstanding. He got busted and was hauled off to jail in a hurry, and house, everything he had was seized, and so on.
For what?
What?
For what? What did they say?
Supposedly for not registering as a sex offender in a particular county he had been in or something, but he had registered to the best of my knowledge. I do know this. Ted Gunderson then flew back here, and you know who Ted is, and he did put up, I was pulled off in the emergency wagon 100 miles off to a hospital in an ambulance because I got paralyzed and couldn't move anyway, but I'm out of the hospital now. But during that time then, Rusty got bailed out by Ted, and that hearing is coming up, I think, tomorrow on something other. And anyway, another thing, there were at least two notable figures in Washington, and I'd rather somebody else give you their names because I don't make a mistake. Noreen can give you. People who had dealt with her, contacted her, claimed they were with the CIA back during the height of the Johnny Gosch thing. They suddenly get busted and arrested for, quote, pedophile stuff and so on. So I think this may extend deeper and broader and whatever than somewhat. And as I say, I have moved my opinion up based upon some of the other information I just got in the phone call that was left. But
we'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in hour number three on this unbelievable Monday edition, we're talking to Tom Flacco, investigative journalist, award-winning, written a huge 12-page report called Bless the Beast and the Children. And photographer for White House sex child ring arrested after Thompson's suicide. And it just goes into the bowels of all this evil. We're talking to Senator John DeCamp. The reports have been out there that this Gannon character, maybe this Johnny Gosch, disappeared when he was 12 years old back in the early 1980s. What we do know is that Gannon was a male prostitute, that Gannon ran a porn website, was basically like a madam. We do know that he was given specific, special access to the White House. We do know that he was good buddies with the president. I watched the body language on the news piece that showed Gannon asking him questions at a press conference. It was very interesting. I mean, it's the way I'd look at a girlfriend if she was asking me questions at a press conference. I mean, folks, you know, a picture tells a million words. Well, this video tells a lot more than that. We know New York Post reporting that they bus in male prostitutes, you know, top gay porn stars, to, quote, service them at the Bohemian Grove. We know, I mean, again, I have articles from the 80s from Spy Magazine and major publications about, the homosexuality going on at the Grove, the male prostitutes. This is all in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, made 4 years ago. So we're about to break here, but I wanted to bring up Tom Flacco. Tom, just that amazing revelation that Senator DeCamp gave us, upping it from 80%, 90% to 97%, that this Gannon character is Gosch. Senator DeCamp hadn't been wrong about anything. I mean, his book stands the testament of time. Your comments?
Well, yeah, I read the book, and it just maybe just about, I would say I've read about 85 to 90% of the book. It's just incredible, and I put a link up with the price, $12.95, $4 for shipping. I sent an email to John's office. As per the back of the book, I put the email in the story, so you could just, you
can. But I mean, comments on what he's been saying. I mean, comments to him.
Oh yeah. Well, as far as my interest in the thing is, you're breaking some new ground. As you know, I led. If you've read the story, I don't know if you've read it yet, Mr. McCann, but I led within the first paragraph of the story. That to me, the story was that right at the time of the suicide, a couple of days later, the photographer linked in court testimony, federal district court testimony, to Larry King, and the case was picked up for allegedly, a variety of things. Could you expand a little more about what happened to Rusty Nelson? You said his house was, when he was busted, everything in his house was seized. You're saying that is that what happened?
What happened, and the only reason I know is that's personally involved in it.
Okay, you were there.
Well, I started getting these calls from, God, it seems like from everybody. Rusty's been picked up. Rusty's in jail. Then I got personal calls from Rusty, you know, collect out of the jail. And he was in the Madison County Jail with in northeast Nebraska. And I found out he'd been seized because supposedly he wasn't officially registered in Lincoln, which is 100 and some miles away, and had been in Lincoln at some time or other. Well, I'm sure he was registered, but I thought, I mean, big deal.
A technicality.
Yeah, anyway, but then they hauled him down and had him locked up in tight security, super tight. I was getting, as I say, 5 to 10 calls a day from people wanting me to see if I couldn't do something. I felt I might have to end up as a witness in the case, and I was having my own problems at the time, so I told Ted, and Ted came back here and bailed him out, and they spent the last week together staying talking together and I think learning a lot. And
Ted stayed with Rusty?
Stayed with him every minute of every hour of every day they were here together, and
he knows.
Basically debriefing him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back and kind of boil this down, explain this to people, and then take calls from his bed. Just had major surgery, Senator DeCamp, and we're also joined by Tom Flacco. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up in a few minutes from now, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this third hour, second segment. We're talking to Senator John DeCamp. Wrote a book from his investigation with the state of this pedophile ring. People went to jail over it. And his book alleged all these big top figures involved, and they never sued him, they never challenged him. He had all these eyewitnesses, a lot of people were murdered, who were involved in the investigation, including the state's chief investigator that was reporting to DeCamp. His plane blew up. It just goes on and on. And then it ties in with this 12-year-old boy that came up missing in the early 80s, Johnny Gosch, who's a very close look and age now, to Mr. Gannon, who we know is now reportedly saying that he was relations with Bush and others. And we know he was a call boy, a call madam, really, and ran a porno site as well. And we know the neocons were funding his so-called news website, and he had just unbelievable access to the corridors of the White House more than the other reporters. So we have all this swirling around. And then in comes Hunter S. Thompson. Now, you know, I hear from listeners, oh, Hunter S. Thompson had seen your videos. Oh, he was writing about 9/11. I talked to one of his friends. He says, yeah, he was getting ready to do a big story on it. Thought they were going to kill him. And I said, well, does it, this was the Globe and Mail reporter, when he talked to him days before he died, was he talking about these white slavery rings, you know, the homosexuality, the pedophilia, all this? He's like, yes, he was going to be working on that. He was going to be reporting on that. And then, of course, Mr. DeCamp, your book gets into eyewitnesses saying that it was somebody named Hunter Thompson. Who knows, it could have been somebody using that as an alias. We don't know. Or, I mean, can you fill me in on this? Can you? This sounds like a CIA novel or something. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
I know that. I know we're talking about the identical Hunter S. Thompson, as mentioned in my book, and ceremonies and directing enough films and being involved with the kids. So there's no question in my mind about that. But what I guess I'm trying to make, the point I'm trying to make is there's about five events seem to all just happen, and they seem to be dominoing here at a rapid pace. For example, I had not printed my book, copy of it, for about, God, 6-9 years. And then I was getting so many requests, I thought, oh, what the hell? And so I reprinted the book, and it came out in the first of February or so of 2005, which is about a month and a half ago, right?
Right as the scandal was breaking.
Well, this was just before when it first came out. It was before that. And it updated certain things. For example, I will read you one paragraph of the update because I wanted to bring people up to date. And one of the central characters, you remember, of the original book was a kid named Troy Boner. Troy Boner was the government's chief witness to help lock up all the other kids. Later, he recanted, changed, and under oath testified that the government had forced him to. Anyway, so for example, I one of my updates in here, I'm going to read you one paragraph just to give you a flavor. In late 2003, Troy Boner walked into a hospital in New Mexico screaming, quote, they're after me because of this book. The book Troy was waving was this book, The Franklin Cover-Up. Boner was mildly sedated and calmed down and put in a private room for observation. When nurses came to check on him early next morning, Boner was sitting in a chair, bleeding from the mouth and quite dead. Former FBI Los Angeles Bureau Chief Ted Gunderson tried to get autopsy and other information and details that were promised him on Boner's death, but Gunderson and apparently every other entity were totally shut out of all information. No news stories on Boner's death were published in the news, despite Boner's previous front page fame and notoriety in the Franklin case. Okay, so my book came out, then you have the Gannon thing, and then Hunter Thompson 2 days later, and 2 days after that, whatever, Rusty gets picked up, and then Noreen Gosch can give you information about these other arrests of these characters involved back then who were pretending, or I assume they were pretending, unless they really were CIA, but I think you ought to talk to her direct about that. They get busted for pedophilia involved in that. And as they say, I don't know what's going on. I do know based upon people I have great confidence in, and I give as an example Ted Gunderson. I don't know if you remember, Ted Gunderson was originally hired. He was originally hired to prove I was full of beans. Yeah, that's right. Ted Gunderson was a former graduate of the University of Nebraska, football star and all that nonsense. And believe me, football in Nebraska is more sacred than the church. But anyway.
And that's how Ted Gunderson, you know, went from being the former head FBI guy in L.A. He suddenly, through your case, found out about the New World Order and then all the things he's done since then. So.
I repeat, he was hired to come back and prove that Senator John DeCamp was full of BS and was discrediting people. He came on to me pretty strong and tough. I minced no word. I let him share everything I had, and he came out of, you know, as my strong supporter. And since then, we've become very good friends, and he's become obsessed with this issue. In fact, more obsessed than I, because I've got to make a living and raise kids and worry about kids in college and things like that. So I've told you what I believe. I think there's too many coincidences going on.
Let me stop you right there, Senator, and I want to bring Tom Flacco in and take some calls. Again, I don't know Hunter S. Thompson, but you put this in a book. You've done this in radio interviews years ago, saying that the witnesses said it was Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, again, you've never been sued for your book. A major TV station said you were making stuff up. You sued them and won. So you've stood the test of time. I mean, that's why we're interviewing you. And then everything you said I've been able to check out and prove, except this Thompson thing. Have you ever heard from the family or explain to me why Thompson's telling other reporters that he's, quote, investigating this? Why do you say Thompson?
Okay, I will only give you what I wrote in the original book. It was originally from 1990. In other testimony, Benassi said that Larry King, he was talking about a ceremony they had at Bohemian Grove, okay, where they did a snuff film, okay? In other testimony, Benassi said that Larry King was smiling and laughing the whole time the film was being shown, and that, quote, the men with the hoods, unquote, were a satanic group which planned to use the dead boy in some sort of ceremony. He also named the director of the snuff film, whom they had picked up in Las Vegas, as, quote, Hunter Thompson. And I didn't know Hunter Thompson from a bale of hay or Nikita Khrushchev or anything else. When I wrote it, I wrote what the kid said, and only later did I learn the distinction this apparent individual has in the journalistic community. And as you know, when he did blow his brains out here, it's been a couple weeks ago now, right after the Gannon thing broke, when he blew his brains out, I mean, that was seemed to be lead news on TV, radio, networks, and everything else for a couple days, and that kind of seemed strange to me. And one of the things they kept bringing up, of course, was his strange association in the world of the occult and blah, blah, blah. So is it the same one? I don't know. Is it the same one? Do I believe? Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, exactly. And that stuff was in the news, and so it could be somebody else, but according to...
No, this guy was... Anyway, I'm not going to prove it one way or the other.
I'm trying to go off what you just said. You're saying, is this the same person? I don't know, but you're saying you think it is.
I feel even more certain that it's the same person than I do.
Well, he told a reporter that they're probably going to kill me, and then nobody saw him shoot himself.
Well, I'll quote another thing from my book. I quoted back then when asked about Gary Caradore. Remember the private investigator? Colby was hired special. He had opened his own private firm, investigating firm by then. And he turned to me and he said, John, if it's done right, we'll never know who did it or whatever. Anyway, he made it very clear that,
that was
done right, blah, blah, blah. And he used the example. He gave me a specific example. I'll give it to you right here. Probably people don't remember this, but there used to be a most famous guy down in South America named Allende, remember?
Yes.
Okay, he was what, prime minister or head of whatever one of those countries? Argentina or somewhere. Anyway, and the United States was at odds with him. And suddenly he ends up killed. And as Colby said, the CIA took the blame for it, that everybody knew we wanted it done, everybody blamed the CIA, world governments all around. He said, that's perfect crime, because he said, we really didn't do it. We wanted it done, but we didn't do that one. So anyway, I would say that's kind of the same way it is with some of these.
Unbelievable.
And I wish, as I say, I repeat again how we began this conversation, I wish I knew nothing of this. I wish I were the sweet, innocent, whatever.
This is amazing.
To know.
Tom Flacco, we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. We're going to come back and take calls, questions, or comments for our guest.
John, do you think that there are sitting United States congressmen and senators or recently retired who are involved in this and are still sitting there even as we prosecute Michael Jackson and drag
70 and 80 year old priests, out, you know, out of retirement and prosecute them and put them in prison? Do you think that there are sitting congressmen and senators who are getting a free pass for pedophilia?
Okay. Answer this very carefully, very directly, and as straight as I've ever answered anything. No, I do not think. Yes, I do know. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, you do know. Okay.
In other words, I don't think. I know. You do too.
Now, you said another thing that I put in my story. Some of these things I put in the story, as you'll find out, because I thought they were quite incredible. Maureen Gosch had said about the plane crash that there was pornography all over the field. That's all in the story. But with regard to the photos, I had another key question to raise. Judge Erbaum, here he is, hearing this incredible, incredible testimony in federal district court on February the 5th in 1999. He's hearing this testimony, and, you know, why isn't he saying, hey, show me more pictures. I want to subpoena all 20,000 pictures or all 30,000 pictures. I want to see them all. I want to have John Benassi Paul Benassi identify the faces, name some names. Why did all what happened with the judge? I hold the judge. How is he not taking care of the children by not bringing this out? Obviously, I'm being rhetorical here, but that's my question.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, well, I want to take some calls, but my big question is, why is the elite into this? Why? I mean, this is just it's bizarre.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to talk about these issues and explore them. I know that DynCorp in 2000 was civilly convicted of kidnapping 200,000 women and children and flying them out to countries all over the world. Then they just changed their name. The UN, everywhere they go, this is what they do. It's systematic. It's what they're designed to do. My question before we go to Lance and Tom and Sean and Jeremy and Mark, and those are the five calls we'll have time to take with our guests. My question to both of you, John DeCamp, Tom Flacco, investigating this, but John DeCamp, the longest. Nero did stuff like this. Elites throughout history are into this. Is this like a rite of passage or something? Because for the rest of us who are normal, this is so alien, it's hard for us to even mentally get our minds around it. Senator?
I've asked myself that question more often than any other question because I've learned so much over the last 15 years since I got really up to my eyebrows in this, and then, of course, there was some pretty heavy-duty experience in politics also had kind of the other side. I think there is a network, strange as this may sound, a network where maintain control of your network and make sure something doesn't go wrong, you have to have certain people compromised or to a position where they have to cooperate or do what you want, and I think this is one of the most powerful techniques that's been devised, use of particularly pedophilia and this type of thing. Mankind's always thing that from the moment Adam was there or whatever, sex seems to be one of the most controlling things. And
well, we know the old-fashioned mafia did this. We know that gangs have to go kill an innocent person. That's how they become a made member. I mean, this is the mode to get somebody compromised, and I agree with you on that. Tom Flacco, comments?
Well, I've thought about this myself, and I just, you wonder, and you think about, where is the judge protecting the kids? He gives you $1 million on behalf of your client,
But let's not look at all these hundreds of other kids. Let's not put out APBs and Amber Alerts, and let's just shut this down.
It seems like he's shutting it down. I was disturbed by the child auctions that Paul described.
Okay,
auctions
of children. Let me touch upon one thing you said, okay? And I've got to be super, super cautious because there have been more attempts to punish me, get my bar license than somewhat since I wrote this. But you mentioned what happened to the judge, okay? The judge acted on the evidence the judge had, okay? So I can't say the judge didn't, but I could tell there was some awful, hostile prejudice when the lawsuit was first filed, both in the media and otherwise. Now, remember, the first named defendant, the first person named in that lawsuit wasn't Larry King or anybody else. The first named defendant, I'm going to make people mad now, was the Catholic Archdiocese of Omaha and certain Catholic priests. And, of course, they were rapidly dismissed because nobody could believe this at that time. This was the first of these kind of lawsuits.
Yeah, this is 15 years ago and nobody had heard of this.
Right, way before.
This was the first lawsuit of its kind filed in the United States where the Catholic Church was named. Now remember, I was a little boy raised a Catholic and I'm not going to criticize the church or any other church. All I'm saying is this was the first time in the United States of America where somebody boldly stepped forward and said, hey, you got a problem. These priests are abusing certain
kids. And since then, so much of what you put out over a decade ago has come out in other investigations.
Oh, God, yes. And how many judgments and settlements and what's happened with the church? When I first wrote it then, 15 years ago, when I filed that lawsuit in 1990 or 191, whatever it was, when I filed that first lawsuit, one in which I won $1 million, the first named defendant was, in fact, the Catholic Church and the Archdiocese of Omaha. and certain Catholic priests. Well, obviously, it got out of the lawsuit, but the rest is history. So I use that only as an example to show how strange this all began.
All right, gentlemen, I want to be fair to the callers. Let me just keep both of you about 10 more minutes so we can start taking calls. We got a break here in a second, but right now, Lance in Maryland. You're on the air, Lance. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I have a phone number for you.
Well, I don't want to give people's phone. What's it a phone number to?
Okay, I want to tell you about this. There's a American Center for Law and Justice has set up a special petition line to save Terry Chavez's life. And you can sign on to the petition.
I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold when we leave our guest. In about 10, 15 minutes, I'll go back to you. Tom in Tennessee. Tom, go ahead. You're on the air, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to bring up one thing that I haven't heard discussed regarding the Gunkard-Gannon thing. In 1982, when Johnny Gosch was kidnapped, he delivered papers for the Des Moines Register. I think I read this in Doreen Gosch's book, that the editor of that newspaper's name was James Gannon. That's all I had.
Yep. Right.
Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
That's from Why Can't Johnny Come Home by Noreen Gosch, I believe.
Unbelievable. We'll talk about it when we get back. More of your calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about POS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I wanted Lance to hold so when our guests leave us here in a few minutes, we could get into the Terry Schiavo situation, which is very serious. I don't know if you can get back in, Lance, but if you're able to, go ahead. Just try to dial when you hear somebody hang up. We're about to go to Sean, Jeremy, Mark, and Jeff. That'll be it for calls for our guests. But, gentlemen, the comment that the last caller made, the comment that John had made was very interesting about one of these editors having the same name as Gannon today. I mean, maybe that is a coincidence, but that's pretty spooky, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to say. John probably would answer that better than I could. You know, where did he get the name? You know, why did he pick that name?
It's interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Alabama. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'd like to say hello to Mr. Flacco and Senator DeCamp. It's an honor to be speaking with both of you.
Thanks.
This is a very disturbing subject. Alex, you keep asking, what is it that makes these people do this? And I think the answer to it is really simple, and it was given by Christ almost 2,000 years ago.
They're a society of psychopaths.
And he was speaking to the corrupt spiritual leaders of his time, and the answer that he gave is, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And that's the only answer that makes any sense in my mind as to why these people do the things they do.
All right, good point. Appreciate the call.
I agree with that.
Any comments on that, John?
Pardon?
John DeCamp, any comments on that?
I'm not smart enough to know what all the answers are.
Let's talk to up next here is Jeremy in Florida. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I was wondering, Alex, you remember the lady who called in last week and she mentioned something about there could be a possible connection between the Lefko murders and this whole Gannon story and then some other little elements that she brought up?
Yeah, she was saying there had been a bunch of deaths with people in and around the case and then separate deaths and arrests being brought up now by Senator DeCamp.
Yeah, I was wondering if the reporter, if he found anything pertaining to that.
Tom?
Well, you're saying reporter, you're talking about me, about finding, what did you say, finding?
Information pertaining to what the lady said about the Lefko case being related, the murders being related to the Gannon case, and so on and so forth.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. No, I have not. You know, it's what John is saying here is that there are a surprising number of coincidences. I mean, I thought that it was incredible, the issue of Troy being found. You're talking 2003. That's just that's contemporaneous here. We're talking about the timing just before the primary season started to kick in. You know, there must have been something bubbling under the surface. Maybe Troy was,
This is a good question. Why is this all coming out now, Senator DeCamp?
I truly wonder the same thing. Unless I've thought about it, I can just play speculation only. What if one element is trying to compromise or get even or punish or destroy another competing element?
That's what I've been saying for 2 weeks.
Same activity, it's kind of like two people who are both thieves getting on the odds with each other because, anyway.
Well, you've got, Alex, we're getting bombarded every single night on cable television with pedophilia and Michael Jackson over and over again ad nauseum. It's just, it's incredible. You have to turn your television off or flip over to some sports or something because it just gets tiring. And then, they went with the Gannon thing. The Gannon thing died out there. It's just they're not able. You don't have reporters who are willing to press and who are willing to go after a story. And part
I
of
hear
it
you.
Because they just get, they write a story. And after doing it a few times, they get to say, we can't print that. We're not going to print that.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I mean, I'd say this. Why did Rupert Murdoch's New York Post last year come out with the headline top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove?
Oh,
I mean, it looks to me like you've got groups within this group leveraging each other, and that's what I've been saying for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I kind of suspect that. This is John DeCamp again. I kind of, the more I watch, the more I observe, the more I remember how this all worked here. it was, well, you better be careful what you say because we have, you know what I mean? And then they have to show their hand a little bit to show that they really can do some pretty bad things.
Notice where George Bush was, where his back was against the wall after a 9/11, where did he fly? He went to Nebraska. He went to Offutt Air Force Base. And the testimony that I read.
And met with hundreds of top CEOs in a secret meeting, and they'd been there at 8 that morning before the attacks even took place with Warren Buffett.
Yeah, all the people that were part of this. That, I mean, it's just like a revisit of the Franklin cover-up book. You know, I mean, it's just, why did he go to Offutt Air Force?
Let me bring that up. Do you have any comments on that, Senator DeCamp?
Well, the obvious one is the one that was officially given, that Offutt Air Force Base is in the middle of the United States. It's about as far as you can get, and supposedly the most secure place on planet Earth, away from Russian
Why would all those CEOs be there that morning?
Well, now that's another good question, because you remember in my book, Offutt was the centerpiece of where kids were. Offutt, and quite frankly, a lot of kids out of Boys Town, was the centerpiece of where they were taken and then flown here, flown there, taken here, taken there, so on and so forth. So I have my own, I guess, opinions and suspicions, but do I have any proof of anything? No. We know the facts. The facts are, this is where the president came, and we also know from my book, which I proved, I think, in spades over and over,
yeah.
Offutt was a centerpiece, as was a couple of
unbelievable. Two quick final calls. Mark in Nevada. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Good.
Alex, you left out the CEOs who were supposed to be at the World Trade Center, some of them.
Yeah, most of them were, worked in the World Trade Center, but they had all been called there by Warren Buffett for a special meeting that morning.
The genesis of the Gannon is Gosh story, it wasn't so much conjecture from the Internet. Actually, I think the one who first gave S-ray legs was actually Sherman Skolnick. I wanted to point that out. And also, Hunter Thompson, I will say this, he certainly has a very interesting profile, connections to the CIA involved with, illicit drug use and so on and so forth.
Well, it's like Timothy Leary later admitted he was FBI and CIA. We've got the head of the feminist movement, Gloria Steinem, saying she was CIA. So many of these cult figures are.
The other thing is, I was wondering real quick here for the guest, John DeCamp. Has he been able to locate this Lawrence King? Because I think I figured out where he's at. Something
I can tell you where he's at. You want to show about remarkable power? He got paroled here about almost 2 years ago now.
Yes.
He got paroled directly to a place called Washington, D.C.
Shall I?
And again, Larry King, not the Larry King of TV, a black Larry King.
Who was opened both the Republican National Conventions, 84 and 88. I know I was... Republican
tell us about this guy. I mean, he was convicted. Tell us briefly about King.
Larry King was officially labeled by the New York Times and others as the fastest rising black star in the Republican Party. He had a one-on-one relationship with Reagan and with Bush. In fact, he picked up the phone and he proved to people he could call Reagan on the phone. He also was the one who opened and sang the national anthem at the Republican National Convention in 1984 and 1988. And I repeat, I know I was there at the biggest party he ever gave because I was an elected delegate to both Republican National Conventions, blah, blah, blah.
What about, we have the, 89 story out of the Washington Times. I have the actual copy of it, the midnight tours for the underage call boys.
That's by Rodriguez.
And then we've got, again, a Barney Frank. Who else could be caught running an underage, pedophile folks, ring out of his penthouse, and he didn't get in trouble? I mean, these people, they get caught and nothing happens.
Because of where else it would lead. It's the only thing you could think of. And, John, why weren't there more senators and congressmen named? And what about the pictures? Are we going to see pictures on the Internet? You have 20, 30,000 pictures. Let's say half of them to three-quarters of them have been confiscated by federal authorities. You told me the other day, and I put in the story, that the federal authorities were looking for the photos now. Well, why would they be looking for the photos in a case that's supposedly closed, the people have gone to jail, and it's been 10, 12, 13 years, 15 years?
Okay, once again, if I say it, you can pretty well take it as true. In this particular case, I happen to have the search warrants, the copies of the search warrants, and they list all these things they're looking for, and yes, indeed, they are exactly what we're talking about, pedophile pictures and computer this and computer tapes and everything else, and they listed all the various locations where they thought they might gain access to them. What they actually found there, I do not know. I wasn't in on the search, and they definitely would not share that with me, I'm sure.
So, in other words,
did they have a search? Yes. When was it? What, last
week?
Well,
we got to be careful that Gannon isn't somebody who then mixes in this info with all the other stuff that's true, then they bring it all out and discredit the whole thing.
That's certainly one method.
Well, and no. I tend to lean, I said last week, 80% chance this is an internal war right now, and they're all holding things over each other's heads.
I think so, Alex. I think that's definitely, you know, but what you look at, I don't think the Gannon Gosch thing is as important as the fact, as what he represented, or the fact that why would you let, it's like saying that, you know, a whole pool of White House reporters who advertise themselves as $200 a day, $1,200 a day, $200 an hour, male prostitutes as reporters. What if we had 10 or 15 of them? How could you have that kind of a situation for 2 years?
And it keeps coming up over and over and over again in mainstream news. Okay, thanks, Mark. Final call. Jeff, South Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm suffering brain fever here.
John DeCamp of Tom Walker.
I lived about 2.5 blocks from Larry King up in North Omaha for my whole adult life till about 97, all right? And there was always something in the neighborhood. We knew stuff was wrong. And I moved out years ago, and I went back to Omaha for a reunion about 2 years ago, and I was with some friends of mine. And we was at an electronics store, and I brought your name up, Alex, and we got into Franklin cover-up and on and on and on. And there was a contractor next to us. You could hear he's listening to us. He said he was a carpenter. And I was like, well, that's obvious. You know, you got all the garb for it. But he says, no, you don't understand. He says, I did a bunch of work for Larry King making a whole bunch of what he considered walk-in closets on his property. He says they were about 4 feet by 6 feet. And I'm wondering if John DeCamp has ever heard anything that or seen a floor layout for King's property up there off Florence Boulevard, North Omaha.
Paul Bonassi and some others brought this up to me. I did not put this in my book because I did not have the proof. I did not physically see this myself. I did not have anything, and I couldn't risk making any accusation that I couldn't prove in
spades. Okay, because the reason I was saying this, because when we told this guy a little more about it, because he hadn't really heard other than, you know, the hoopla that was going on in Omaha, you know, over the Franklin cover-up, people getting fired, you know, cops getting fired because of Wadman's corruption and stuff. He left there visibly shook, I mean, shaking. Just, it was unbelievable. He just got in his pickup and hauled ass. And that was, excuse my Spanish there, last time I'd ever seen that man. But, yeah, he said he put a bunch of it. They were about 4x6, what he considered walk-in closets with benches. So then this guy wasn't lying to me then, was he?
I do not know.
But, I mean, you've heard
I have heard that story from others.
You have heard that?
I have heard it. Do I have the proof? No. And
no,
did Larry King invite me to look? No.
Okay, because, I mean, I just, this is something that had bothered me for years, Mr.
But Larry King went to jail, folks. All right, thanks
for
the call.
Yeah, about 10 years he served, I think, 8 or 10.
John, is there evidence that this is still going on in Nebraska?
Is a pig's ass pork.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, John, I'm sure you know about DynCorp getting caught doing this stuff, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's like BBC, Associated Press. 200,000? I mean, we're talking about industrial. We're talking about, you know, two football stadiums of children and women in 1 year.
Yeah, I know.
This is industrial. This is mega massive. And, you know, they hunt in the third world.
Yeah.
They don't hunt as much here. But we need to expose this so they don't hunt here. This is not a safe place for you to hunt. You pieces of trash that are going straight to Hades. That's all I can say. Well, I want to commend both of you, Tom Flacco, Senator John DeCamp. People can read Tom Flacco's detailed reportage at tomflacco.com. And Senator DeCamp, I definitely, please have your secretary send me a new copy, complimentary, or I'll pay for it if you want.
I'll get you a copy, and you can mention it on the air if you choose. And the only reason I reprinted it, I have never spent one penny, not one penny advertising or
promoting
the book. But we were having so many people call and back order, so I got a reprint of a few thousand and updated it with, like I said, some of the things, including some other names you mentioned here from
Warren
Buffett or whatever. But
how many copies of the original book have gone out?
About 120,000, 121,000.
That's with no promotion. And then the people don't challenge it because it's all court records and documents. Folks, please give people that are listening the address or email how they get the book, Senator.
Oh, shoot. DeCampLegal@inebraska.com or net, which is it?
.com.
DeCamp Legal at, that's DECAMPLEGAL at I, I as in Inez, inebraska.com. I know because it's on my site, and there's 20,000 people have read the story already, and so I'm promoting the email is within the text body of the story. So, John, you should be getting a few emails.
Hey, I got to thank you for giving that because I didn't know.
No, well, you're going to get. I'm sure you're going to get.
I could be really dumber than dog poo now, and I couldn't even tell you. Yeah,
well,
that's
just got out of the hospital for major surgery. John DeCamp, I want to thank you again for coming on, and I want to thank you for joining us as well. Tom Flacco, we'll continue to watch this as it develops. I'm sure we'll get a transcript made of this interview, Tom, and I hope that you post it because a lot of vital stuff was said here.
Send me the link, and we'll get it up.
All right, Tom Flacco, God bless. And, of course, to you, too. John DeCamp, we talked off air, final comment. You and your family are a little bit worried about your safety right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, God's with you, my friend, and if they kill you, people will pay more attention to what you've done.
That is not my desire.
Exactly. No, so I don't think they're going to get you.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, there goes Tom Flacco and Senator John DeCamp. And, again, I respect John DeCamp so much of what he said. I've checked out myself, and it's true. Again, on a lot of this, we just don't know, but we know there's smoke. I mean, this is smoke billowing. You can see the flame inside the smoke, and it just keeps popping up over and over and over again. And, I mean, they don't deny this stuff. I mean, Barney Frank, you know, all of it, it's just disgusting. And these people have got control of our country, and Homeland Security and this whole system is a way to control the people. And they are the most evil scum the planet has ever seen. And they're getting more and more power, and they want our guns. And if we give up our liberties for so-called security, we're not going to get any of it. And I just beg people out there to speak out about this, to educate yourself, to get your children out of these public schools where they want to force psychologically test all of them and drug them. I mean, this is an abusive system that is teaching us how to be abusive to the children, that is teaching the society how to turn children into prisoners and put them in jail for writing the word gun in a fiction story or to basically just destroy this society. I mean, two-thirds of foster children are on, more than two-thirds are on psychotropic drugs. I mean, just look what this government does to children. Look at how the media, you know, it's out of control. And the globalists are the scum of the earth. It's the only term I can think of to describe them. They are the bottom of the pit of Hades. And just God needs us to stand up and defend the little ones. Final segment coming up. Stay with me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
By the last 2.5 hours, 3 hours. The globalists are from another world, another dimension, another mindset, another spirit than the general public. And we got to stop being naive. You know, they're saying that Al-Qaeda is going to hit the schools. This is out of Reuters. Al-Qaeda may target U.S. theaters and schools. And they're saying that Abu Al-Zawahiri is going to... Abu Musab al-Zawahiri is going to be attacking any minute. But the problem is they claim they've killed him once, and they've captured him 4 times, and they never retract the last capture. It's just, oh, we captured him again. Oh, we killed him again. And they're saying that they've got, you know, really good sources that, this is Time Magazine, CNN's Lit Edition, that, you know, may be hit any moment, the schools, the public schools. Just like Russia, just like the rest of it, it'll be a staged event, and God help those children. Anybody who's got their children in a government training camp, or they might have hit a private school, is just nuts. We've got to get the globalists out of power. We've at least got to expose them so badly that they stop being so arrogant and so over the top. Of course, now it's coming out on MSNBC. No evidence that Al-Qaeda knew of Madrid plot. A year after terrorists killed 191 people and wounded more than 1,500 at two Madrid train stations, both U.S. and Spanish officials say there is no evidence that Al-Qaeda leadership authorized or even knew of the plan. No, but it's mainstream news in Spain who was behind it. Activists rally to save Terri Schiavo. They're scheduled to pull her feeding tube today. The woman is not brain dead. She's not even that brain damaged. She is just paralyzed, and they want to set the precedent to kill her. And everybody should be calling the governor, calling protective families and say, hey, why don't you really protect somebody for once? And we had callers earlier who tried to call during the other guest, and I told them to call back in. Did any of them call back in at the end here to talk about Terry? I guess they didn't, because they had details and I wanted to get to them. But I'll be talking more about this tomorrow, and we'll continue to fight. I've been fighting for Terry along with you for 3 years. Before I end this broadcast, if you believe in what we're doing, you believe in the information we're putting out, you need to get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. It is my best work yet. It is my crowning achievement. I thank God for the skills and the help that I got to make this, for everything we caught on video while in New York. I just want to share this with you. It is a great video, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 35 minutes long to be specific and precise. It covers the latest police state developments, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the secret police taking photos of protesters and media. That's the first 30 minutes. Then we confront Michael Moore about whitewashing 9/11. We spend an hour on September 11th. I mean, by itself, people are saying it's the best 9/11 film. That's just 1 hour of the film. And the last part of the film, the last hour, is the occult elite and the Thule Society, this Nazi death cult that runs our country. And how it ties into Schwarzenegger and the Bushes supporting Hitler and getting the Nazi money out of Germany for the Nazis. I mean, and then it ends with Bush taking his oath of office in 10 minutes of the police state they're setting up in America. We just run right through it. It is such an important film. It's really three films in one, $25.95. But if you order three or more of any, Of the 12 films I've made, they dropped down to $19.95 apiece. Big discount. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order via the secure online shopping cart to order a hard copy. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch all my films, my new film, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all there. Weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Or the number if you missed it, 888-253-3139. All right, God bless you all. We must shine the light on the evil. We must resist it. God bless.